This dude shows love and then gets mad about it. Traffic Light is in the mix.
Mia Record.
No AMC. Está bien. Que me cansé de los maltratos y la mentira. Yo siempre procurándote y tú ni me miras. Estoy cansado de que siempre tú me tiras y no. Conmigo no. Esto me parte, pero tengo que decirte, se murió hasta aquí, se acabó, se finí, tú te vas, yo me fui, ya no queda nada de ti, se murió hasta aquí, se acabó, se finí, quisiera estar a tu lado, pero no con la actitud que tú siempre pones, tú me impones esta inquietud. Yo me piro, me decido, va a coger por mi camino. Determino que voy a olvidar todo lo que hicimos. Si tú te vas, ve preparando la maleta, ve quitándote las nalgas, ve quitándote las tetas, ve bajándote del tour y montarte en la bicicleta. Que ya yo no estoy pa' brete tuyo ni pa' papineta.
Se murió hasta aquí, se acabó, se finí. Tú te vas, yo me fui, ya no queda nada de ti. Se murió.
Listening, tune in to QSJRadio.com, home to the unsigned artist. Born in the year 2000, raised under the sunny skies of West Palm Beach, Florida. Parents who brought the fury and spirit of Cuba with them. Music has been the constant companion through those years. From the tender age of like 10, melodies filled his days, sparking a passion that would shape his journey. At like 16 years old, he took his first steps into the music game, adopting the stage name of El Gabi and building his own home studio. Despite the challenges of life that threw him his way, his love for music endured. We're going to get into a deeper passion here, but big shout out to everybody listening and welcome Gabi MC to QSJ Radio.
Appreciate.
Oh, definitely, definitely, man. I want everybody that is here for Gabi in the chat, please make sure that you ask him questions. You want to embarrass the homie, make sure you do that too. We recording. You know what I'm saying? We here.
They'll do that.
I know they'll do that.
They'll do that.
You know, it's good because I'm going to tell you something that I realized, right? The realest people around you are the ones that give you criticism, right?
Yeah.
And the ones that'll roast you in the right time and right place. But the ones that like betray you, like they can go somewhere else. But anyways, Gabi, like we talking something crazy here, right? I haven't had a Spanish linguistic, fluent Spanish artist on a show in a very long time. And it, not only that, somebody who young and taking this serious, without almost to no backing, like, and I want people to understand what that means, right? So you're an unsigned artist, right?
Right.
And you've been doing this for a little bit, and even though music is, you know, whatever, and you know, you out there in Florida, you got the Cuban family, you know, it's, and you know, that history goes all the way back to Florida, you know, Russia and Africa, you know, whatever. But with you, this thing about you at 10 years old, what was it about that you knew, like, I wanted to do something with music?
Well, not even at 10, man. I'd say even farther. Well, at 10, I developed, like, a liking for singing or using my voice to sing. But before that, man, like, since age 5 or 4, you see me at family parties being the center of attention, just dancing to low to the floor and doing. Ever since I was little, I always liked being the center of attention or like always being on some sort of microphone or something. You know, they would have the karaoke speakers with the microphone. So I was always on that. So at 10, I started singing, a lot of karaoke. I used to sing a whole bunch of like oldies, old stuff that my dad used to listen to, because the thing with me, I have a lot of different genres in my head and in my experience. I have salsa from my dad's side. I have reggaeton with my brother. He used to listen to always like Tego Calderon, like yeah. Daddy Yankee.
Oh, okay. That's big. Don Omar,
like all those elites. So I was always jamming to that. And then with my dad, I had the classical side. I had the salsa, merengue, el discrepo, suavemente, all that stuff.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, so I had a little bit of everything ever since a very young age. So at 10, yeah, I was like, I started getting more serious with the karaoke and using my vocals. And I liked how it sounded. So I was like, shit, why not? Let's go down this route.
So big shout out to everybody listening. If you guys are just tuning in, we got Gabby MC in here in the building. And you know, he used to call himself El Gabby, right? El Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
So you still with this name. Is this like first name basis? Is there a meaning behind the name?
Behind which one? El Gabby or Gabby MC?
Well, El Gabby is kind of like, you know, El Tuberon or something, whatever.
Pretty much, yeah, because my first name is Gabriel.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and ever since I was very little, my uncles and pretty much everyone in my family always called me Gabby. Hey, Gabby, oh, Gabby, do this, oh, Gabby. So that was my childhood nickname. So I was like, And I was 15, 16 at the time when I started actually recording music. So I was like, that was a tough time. I was having a tough-ass time deciding a name. I didn't want one that was too cheesy. I didn't want one that was too icky or whatever. Yeah. And it was funny because I used to think, how do I want to sound like when they call me up for a Grammy? I didn't want them to be like, oh, ooh. El Tiburón, reloj.
Yeah, like some long shit they fuck up.
Yeah, some corny shit. So I just went with Gabby for a couple of years. And then I was watching a Netflix documentary about like how hip hop started and all that. I got into that, bro. I started binge watching that shit. And I fell in love with the genre of hip hop even more because my brother also not only listened to Teo and Daddy Yankee and Don Omar and all those people, but he also listened to a whole bunch of Lil Wayne, Drake, and 50 Cent, and DMX, and all those old rappers.
Yeah.
I also have those in my blood as well. Biggie, Tupac, Outkast, you name it. So yeah, I was watching that, and I already had a little definition of what MC meant. But I came to learn really what it was with that documentary. So I was like, I've always been the kind of man that likes being on the microphone no matter what. I always like being the center of attention. I like to be like the master of ceremonies. I always like to be the master of ceremonies. So I'm like, shit, let's go back into music. At this point, when I was watching this documentary, I wasn't in music. I had already quit music for the first time.
Wow.
So I was like,
that sound like girl problems, but
no. It was more like, I don't know, I'll get a little into that in a second, but yeah, I'm like, so let's get back into music and call myself Gabby MC. But now you mentioned the little pause that I had there from 26, because I went from 2016, I started recording music, and then I went constantly up until 2019, and you can actually find the last song that I made in 2019 on my YouTube, which is the very first song on my YouTube channel. And that's when I started, that was the first song that I started going by Gabby MC. But that stop happened because I got into like my mom always said that stay away from that life, because I was brought up in a religious home with the family. So my mom was always like, oh, you know, don't do that because it's a bad life, you're gonna be in nightclubs and this and that.
I don't want to knock nobody's, you know, religion or something like that. But the church is a club. Let's get serious.
Yeah, bro.
It is serious. They will stay there 12 hours, right? You know, you got the Bible study in the corner. You got blah, blah, blah. You got a party that's going on in like 5 minutes. Like, what are you talking about? The only thing is like, there's a different belief there, you know?
Exactly.
And I'm not knocking mom, and I know that situation because, you know, it is kind of like a stereotypic kind of violent place to be.
Yeah, yeah. Stereotypical for sure. So at that point, I stopped. I was like, all right, mom, you know what? You're right. I don't want a crazy life. I just want to settle down and do something with myself. That's not music or my dream. Cause I was always like, this is my dream, but I was young at the time. I didn't have the attitude of, okay, I don't care what no one says. I'm going to pursue my dream. You get me?
Yeah.
So I stopped and I just kept going through school. And at 2019, after I saw that, after I saw the Netflix docuseries, I was like, screw it. You know, I'm going back in. Let me hit up my boy. I was working at Geico at that time as an insurance agent.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That is also a very, upfront type of job where you gotta talk to a lot of people.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Okay.
And bro, one of my coworkers, Kobe, shout out my man Kobe. He said, I know a guy that produces he makes beats also, but he also like records people. He has a studio. And at the time I had knocked down all everything that I built up. Cause in 2016, I bought it's home studio, but it was like a $30 like microphone.
Yo, it had $30 is good.
It was like a $30 microphone that I convinced my parents to buy me because I was 15, 16 at the time. A little laptop that I've had, and that was my home studio. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And the rest is history. I hit up the guy that Kobe sent me to, and I linked up with him. I was like, "Yo, I want to record a song." So I record that song. It's literally the first song on my YouTube called La Cama. And the rest is history. After that, I went on to like 2020. I was consistent for a full year dropping music. I didn't drop music on YouTube. I dropped it on SoundCloud.
Okay. Okay. It's a good place to start.
Yeah. 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 And then when I was getting tatted, because I got tatted in 2019, I got my whole sleeve.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was like 18, 19 years old. I got Vegeta on there, you know. And at that very same tattoo shop, I walked to the back of that tattoo shop me and my brother were always cool with the tattoo artist, the owner of the shop. So I walked to the back, going to the bathroom or whatever, and I find a freaking booth, like to record. Stop. With a microphone.
You being nosy. You was being nosy, but go ahead.
And I was like, yeah, I was being honest. I walked back there because I was cool with the tattoo artist, my boy Andres. I walked back there like getting nothing. And I saw the whole professional mic. I saw the mixing boards, the freaking computers and everything. I was like, holy shit, this is a full-blown freaking studio.
Yeah.
So wow. I went to Andre and I was like, yo, Andre, what is that? Because I know it ain't yours because he only does tattooing and he draws. He's a painter as well. He was like, oh, that's from Gravity Level. And he records people. He works on like development of artists and that kind of thing. So I learned about him. I hit him up and we booked a session and we made a whole bunch of songs and I gave up again. I gave up on it.
Stop playing. Yeah, so you had the inspiration, you had everything going on, you had and for the people that are just tuning in right now, we're talking to Gabby MC, and we're talking about the situation where he kind of took this serious, but didn't take it serious. You know, he was basically finding his way, and here's a situation where he gets inspired by another side of the genre, getting to know people in a different way through the Netflix docs. And, you know, he's getting his sleeve done. You know, that's a big ass sleeve, by the way. Let me tell you.
I got a tiger right here. And now on this side, I have an O.
Okay. So shout out to your tattoo. artist. Oh my God.
And
then, you know, you find a studio within the tattoo shop and you make a whole bunch of music and then you give up. Like, is it that you give up, or was it a direction that was kind of like not motivating? Because it is, and trust me, I understand you was young, okay? And emotions get all over the place. But what really set it off to be like, yeah, I ain't doing this?
I think the fact that I was young, bro, I think it was the fact that emotions got the best of me. And remember the back and forth that I always had with my mom about it. So when I tried again in 2019, she also tried to shut it down. And I was more so like, fuck this. I'm tired of you always like back and forth with me about that. Like, I'm just going to stop it and do whatever. You get me?
It was like out of respect out of your mom, but at the same time, you know, like, it was anger.
Yeah, out of anger. I was just, and I didn't know it, but I was also screwing myself up as well.
I mean, nobody knows, right? Nobody knows. They make these decisions,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. So, let me
introduce La Cama, because I gotta see what this young boy out of West Palm Beach was doing young, talking about La Cama. And at that time, you should only know about the bed, like, after school. But I guess life was different. So if you guys don't know that La Cama means the bed, is this song also in Spanish?
This song is in Spanish. It's Spanish trap.
So we'll get to it right now. Big shout out to everybody listening. This song right here is called La Cama. Excuse me. La Cama on QSJRadio.com. You guys could, I'm going to drop the YouTube page for those who don't know.
WMC. Yeah. Si ese cabrón te llama, dile que estás en mi cama. Dile que lo llamas luego, mientras prendemos esto en fuego. Yeah. Si ese cabrón te llama, dile que estás en mi cama. Dile que yo llamo luego, mientras prendemos esto en fuego. Quiere estar conmigo, ey, nunca contigo, ey. Dice que va pa'l trabajo, pero we fucking every day. Yo le pregunto que si vamos a chingar, dice for show. Y yo le pongo a cantar todas las notas, do, re, mi, fa, so, oh. Ella dice pa' dónde vamos, ella dice que me quiere, pero creo que es en vano. Deja ese jebo tuyo, que ese loco es un marrano. Yo le digo pa' la cama que, wait, hold up. Me lo sacas, jalo como un aca. En la cama siempre hacemos raca raca. Se llama Nicky, se tira la pirqui. En la cama siempre hacemos Ricky Ricky. La amiga de ella se llama Zulema. No me llame baby, to con otra nena. Con la prima Nicky se pasa rico. Ya ves, te mando a la dos y media. Tengo una cita y explota como una dinamita. Me mira con los ojos de loca mientras la baby se quita la ropa. Ay, ella dice que me quiere. Yeah, yeah. Si ese cabrón te llama, dile que estás en mi cama. Dile que lo llamaré.
I know we're not on Thursday yet, people. We're not on Thursday for the third one. But that was about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's about 4 years ago. It's right now on YouTube. If you guys want to go ahead, subscribe to Gabby MC. I got a real good feeling about Gabby, man. And I'm not saying that because the homie's on the show. Because when we get to the new stuff, you guys will probably understand what I'm talking about. Because it takes a development, right? You know, you find your style, you find your music. At this time, you said this is probably one of those songs and then you gave up and then you came back. Well, or was this the start of a new thing?
So I made this song because, okay, I basically quit and come back and quit and come back. I was basically on and off in music from 2019 to 2022. on and off. Like, I wasn't posting anything on social media. I was just dropping music on YouTube without promoting it.
It's a bad relationship. It's a bad relationship.
We're not talking about the
relationship with hip hop, the relationship with music industry, you know, and things like that. Let me get to some of the comments, because some of your peoples are like, they're in the chat right now. We got my man Slump Biggie 561. He says, my boy is a certified freak, right? So he I don't know what happened there, right? But he said, my man also said that he knew at the time that them bills had to get paid. That was one of the main reasons why this had to stop. He also said, like, I'm as a goated track. We also have somebody else in here, Johnny Bravo 27. He's on that Twitch right now. So people are out here. They want to say what's up and stuff like that. So when my man Slumped is over here talking about my boy is certified freak, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what that would be talking about. Shout out my man Kev though, bro. I don't know.
I guess me
in high school was a different vibe, you know. But I'm chilling. I'm cool.
He killing. Like, listen, he gets breakfast in the morning. We can't talk about that no more. But he said, that's my boy since middle school. Ooh, you got the bad ones in here. The ones that knew you when you used to smell like onion dip.
Bro, hell yeah, bro. That man, that boy Kev been there since sixth grade, bro. Also, my man Berto, he's somewhere watching there too. Shout out my man Berto and Kevin. They've been with me since sixth grade, since day one, bro. And Julian since seventh grade as well. I think he's watching as well. So shout out them.
Yo, man. I mean, he was a certified freak making the song. Oh, yeah, I talk different in Florida. What he says?
Yeah, bro.
You can't say that. That's like, shut up. He said, I meant that was a certified freak making that song. Stop.
They trolls, bro. They trolling.
They trolling hard. Look, it's all good. It's all good. Killer Cuban 6ix9ine, he's in here. Thank you so much.
That's my brother.
Ooh, shout out to Big Bro. We did mention you earlier about the influence that you had on his music career.
Shout out my boy Compotica.
Compotica. Listen, I'm not even gonna try to talk. Like, I know I look Hispanic, but I'm one of those Hispanics. Like, the ones that don't know shit. Like, I think people call us fake and shit. Look, man. Compotica.
My brother Compotica, that's his stage name, because he also started to make beats.
Joel, he's the one that says it's Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo is Joel. Yeah. That's my boy as well.
Yo, do me a favor, chat. If you guys could, just keep the chat going. Don't wait. Say something funny, crazy. I'll get to it as soon as possible. So, listen, you got the boys in here. You done. You know you done. So, I came across one of your songs, and it was super fire. And I love the wordplay that you did on this. I think you dropped it about a month ago. It was Take it easy, right? And, you know, I'm from Nueva York, right? I know we say take it easy. I know we do that. I know.
Yeah.
So it's the wordplay is crazy, because a lot of people will be thinking that that's an official Spanish word. But in reality, you really just saying take it easy. In the most immigrant way possible.
Yeah, I'll explain that because in our culture, I'm Cuban. So in our culture, we like to turn English words and kind of like say it in Spanish. Like, for example, to say take it easy, you say, oh yeah, take it easy. Or like, I don't know. There's a whole bunch. I don't know.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
So Cuba's like doing that. So that beat that I'm on with that song, it's kind of like a cut up, like a chopped up salsa.
Yeah.
Like an urban salsa, and I'm just rapping on it. That's kind of what I'm trying to do now with that kind of beat.
Okay. And I could see that there was something of that nature, like when you started releasing songs, because it was a consistent thing that was started like a month ago. Like you was like, yeah. And I think you reached out to me at the same time. So, you know, I think you're on full throttle. And if you give up, oh, I'm roasting you. Oh, we can't do that.
No, I ain't giving up now. Listen, bro. There's too much that I've entailed that I just can't.
You invested a lot. So what I want to do is I want to get the crowd popping right now because this song is so fire. And I'm going to drop this link right now for anybody who hasn't yet. Please go to the YouTube. Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe. This is Take It Easy. All right. Look at that. I had to put on my New York region.
That boy got it.
So stupid.
La nueva esencia. Es el Gaby. ¿Cómo es de que tú quieres volver, mami, conmigo?
¿Cómo?
Después que te lo hice rico.
Después que te lo hice rico.
Mami. Yo te lo dije que eso era una vez y lo repito.
Mundo dice.
Es que no soy tu juguetico. Es que no soy tu juguetico. Tienes que darte que ni te quieres.
Conmigo no creas que tú viniste a casarte, que tú sabes muy bien que tú lo quieres contraste.
Escucha, tú me dejaste sin ninguna otra opción. Se te vuelvo el bicho, ahora te canto esta canción. No vengas a donde mía a fumar el peliculón. Que tomo los tenemos y tú tienes que tener que te quirisi.
La nueva
niña, tienes que darte que te quirisi. No quieres andar en turico y la bici. Conmigo te quirisi.
Te quirisi. I could see that you was having a lot of fun on that. Felt extremely comfortable. I think that was one of those songs that, you know, you probably were saying, telling yourself, like, you know, if you want this to come out the way it is, they take it easy. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? And straight up, if you guys look at this cover art, which, you know, I'm gonna go download it and I'm gonna post it later. He looked like he ready for the fucking Spanish scene. Like he's like, the song is a jam. I could see this being played on all, you know, places, and hopefully, you know, these things are happening soon. But for you, what was the song? What was the process of you know, finally getting what you probably consider? I think you took this song a little serious and probably take it as one of your hits. Like, what was the process?
The process, Dave, was extensive, man. Like, I was always looking for a specific sound in my songs, and I think I wouldn't be able to do that if I hadn't just played with the program myself. Because I looked up YouTube videos, because YouTube has everything nowadays on how to mix and master vocals and this and that. I got a pretty dope mic right now, that, you know, RGB lights and stuff.
Ooh, like it. Look dope. At that streaming lights. Let's go.
It's pretty dope. So I had to work. I had to learn to work with that and like mix and master vocals. And the YouTube videos just weren't cutting it, man. So I just started playing with the dials myself and the compressor and the EQ and all that. And until I finally reached a specific sound that I was looking for. And even then, I'm the kind of person that's never complacent with the song. Like, like my wife has to tell me sometimes, or my brother has to tell me, like, oh, this is perfect. Like, drop this. And I'm like, yeah, you know, but I could use a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So it took a while. It took a while. And I think right now I'm starting to achieve the sound that I'm looking for. Cause I haven't been able to find it. Not even when I was starting out in 2016. Dude, if you hear the songs that I got in 2016, which y'all will never hear, because I got it all taken out of SoundCloud. It's on my laptop now.
Get that shit on OneDrive. I'm a hacker, just to let you know.
No, I literally had to record. I used to record on, I used to plug in the Apple ear headphones and with the little microphone. I used to record.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Listen. Somebody, people got to start somewhere. Okay.
That's the microphone that I started on.
And you got to understand, some people really make a lot of music with those headphones. You know, like, and there's songs on the radio with that kind of mic. Like, it's all depending on how or where it is that you want to teach yourself. You out here teaching yourself on vocals, on mixing and mastering, and that's a big focus for you because you want the quality of whatever it is you're trying to do to come out. Well, there's a part where people are just, they're mastering, you know, the sound waves, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm saying all this because it's like, I will never knock anybody from where they started. The problem that I have is that people stay there, you know?
Yeah.
So imagine right now you would come out with the wired headphones. First of all, you're going to be look like you're crazy because you got wire headphones. They should only be used in situations where security matters, where somebody is not going to log into your headphones, take your shits, right? Or you lose one. School, right? You shouldn't really be having a whole bunch of wireless stuff. But at the end of the day, that's neither here or there. But you would be looked at as crazy. But if people found out that that's your mic right now, oh my God, that would have been crazy. Like, you really out here recording with, you know, pods? Like, the pods that I could, there's a mic that costs less than that I could get for you. Like, you know, people are gonna, you know, say whatever.
Yeah.
Big shout out to everybody listening. If you just tuned in, we're talking to Gabby. He's talking about one of the things that you mentioned right now, and it was so lovely, so transparent. It was expensive, right? And a lot of people really be out here thinking like it's just money, right? It's just money. It's some people just separate it and they think it's just time. You know, it's just a learning process. You know, when you first did this, you were dumb, right? And now it's like, I'm smart as hell. Like, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm gonna hit that save button so I ain't gotta do all that later. Like,
because
being, and I really like that because then you understand, like, there was a whole ass thing that a whole bunch of things that I can't get back. Whether it is time, whether it is money, it was expensive. And I'm still, and I wouldn't, correct me if I'm wrong, but you wouldn't really change it, but you really wish there was another way, you know, and something like that. So I want to give a shout out to somebody in the chat. It was Mr. Morningstar 516. Said, I love you, Gabby, with a heart emoji.
That's my boy, E-Man. That's the one I told you that was with me since sixth grade.
Yeah. Okay.
Man.
$5 and I'll leak all 2006 Gabby MC music. Yo, I got five for you. Don't worry about it. I got that. Somebody said that in the chat. Yo, I'm telling you. Shout out to your people.
Oh, man.
You should have never made that hard disk copy. But anyway. So we making these songs now, and it feels like you're in a very comfortable place. And I'm starting to understand something here. Do you think it had anything to do with, like, insecurity or kind of like a comparison to somebody that made you give up all the time? Yeah, I could understand it was the family thing, but at the same time, when you have something in you, like, and it's something like, you know, your boy DMX, I know you mentioned him earlier, was if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours, right? So,
I'll be honest with you, man. I could have stopped all the times that I did, but not once that I stopped thinking about music or making music. Like, okay, I stopped Okay, so I started this run right now that I'm in right now. I started in January. Since January. So before January, bro, all I was doing was just thinking about it. And I used to, because at work where we're at, I listened to podcasts, and I just listened to people talk about how their career started and people making music and like interviews about artists and stuff. So I was always like, damn, I would have loved it if I would have gone somewhere with my music when I started in 2016. And I always tell my brother, like, shit, man, if I wouldn't have gave up when I originally started in 2016, I think I would have been much farther now than where I am now, because I've had to start again a whole bunch of times. And honestly, bro, I wasn't really gonna start making music either, but my wife actually gave me that push that I was looking for, because I married her in 2021. And right there, I wasn't making no music at all. So I kind of told her my history and what I did. And she's like, why aren't you doing it now? And I'm like, oh, well, life happened, this and that. I just kind of want to be I used to lie to myself and say, I want to be a normal, ordinary adult.
Oh my God. What was that?
Yeah. Dude, that's the most boring shit I've ever said.
He's like, trying to tell people he's trying to be an adult. You can't. I want to grow up. I want to be an adult. No.
It's insane. So yeah, for months, pretty much, she was just pushing and like saying, oh, why don't you buy a little mic and start making some music and start putting it on YouTube? And like, And then I have my brother on the other side telling me, like, oh, just do it as a hobby. Start it as a hobby.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it seriously, at least just do it as a hobby. Put your songs out on YouTube. So I was like, all right, screw it. Let's do it. So I bought a mic. I got the program. I got the laptop. Boom, boom, boom. I started making music. And I don't know what is it about this one, Dave, man. I'm just feeling very excited about it. I'm definitely going to more places. I'm definitely reaching farther now than at any point in my career. So I'm very excited about that, for sure.
Yo, so shout out to Mrs. Gabby MC, and also shout out to Compoteca. I know I said
Compoteca.
Listen, just edit that shit. Okay. I told you I'm half Hispanic.
Hey, yeah. Points for at least trying.
You fucking gave me a B+. But shout out to the family, because, you know, when we first started the conversation and it was young and you were talking about being the life of the party in the family, taking karaoke, because another thing that people don't understand is when people really take karaoke serious, they take a lot of other talents serious. Oh, you hear those vocals, you hear the song. Oh, that song is so lovely. You know,
and let me stop you right there. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, I like at every party, they're always the drunk uncles who just grabbed the mic and started like spitting whatever came out at the mic. And then there was me. I was like, oh, let me sing one. And I actually used to take it seriously. I used to actually like, you know, I actually used to take that shit seriously. And everyone was like, oh, shit, you know, you're doing great. Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, yeah, that's how it should be. So I always took that side seriously, for sure.
Yeah, shout out to one of my best friends that don't listen to me. She does karaoke. She actually is a superstar out in Chicago right now. That was a roast on the low. Don't worry about it. But she is a superstar.
That was a sneak attack.
I had to, because, you know, they be playing me. But anyways, like, so for people don't know and to hear the history, and then all of a sudden it's like, Mom was not with it, but then as you grew up, your sidekick and your brother were like, yo, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, you gotta go in, you know what I'm saying, and that's a big support. I really do believe it had a lot to do with the support. I thought it was the insecurity, but you know, I think your man slumped, he slipped, and he said you a freak with it, but But it's not even all that, you know what I mean? I'm not even trying to, you know, get nobody in trouble or nothing like that. I really do believe that. I think that the support was the part that made you stop. And right now, because it is something that, you know, the one that you hope that you could provide everything for is the one that's providing you with the confidence. And then of course the big bro, like that's a lot. That's a lot. And I really want to shout out to the fam for that, because a lot of people don't get that. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to your fam. It's just more difficult to share nowadays to get support from anyone, really. And it's cool what you're saying, for sure. No one really supports you when you're at the bottom, when everything's a dream in your head. You get me? People only support you after you make it, and they try to hop on your wave, and then you're like, bitch, if you didn't, you know, if you weren't there with me when I was all the way down, don't try to be with me when I'm up. You get me?
Yeah. Yeah. Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com, homie, and saw all this. So, Gabby, the thing is, it's like, now you on this run that you had this is literally a version of, and please, I'm not making fun of you, but new year, new me shit. This is some real... Yeah. This is some real, like, transition from, you know, what I was 2023 to what I am 2024. This is some real, like, you know, been on TikTok a little too long type of shit. So.
Yeah. It was definitely some, like, oh, December 31st, I'm One Guard, and January 1st, I'm Gabby MC again, baby. Let's get back on.
You know? Now that you see this thing going on, and I see that the consistency is going on over there on the YouTube, what seems to be your hardest thing, the thing when you look at everything, like what you got to do, what is the hardest part of this new wave you got going?
The hardest part of it, I'll be 100% honest with you, is the beats. It's very difficult to find or buy beats, because I usually have an app called, I don't remember the name right now, but it's an app that I have on my phone that people just post beats to it, and you get pretty much like a license, and you buy the license, yeah, and you use the song. But that's why I got my boy Compodiga, my brother. He said, you know what? So you don't have to do that. He bought a whole fucking PC, keyboard. He bought all the programs, and he's already starting to make beats as well. So hopefully soon I won't have that struggle no more. But that's pretty much the hardest part. But as soon as I find a beat, like right now, as soon as I find a beat that I can vibe to and I can create a melody to, I basically just try buying the beat. I buy the beat. I record the song, master the vocals, master everything, and I just throw it onto YouTube. But yeah, the hardest part is just the beats. That's why I got my boy Compodiga. Shout out him.
So another thing is the artists these days, you know, there's people that do the legwork. And we'll talk about all that offline, because there's a lot to talk to about that. Because once people make that transition to take it serious, you know, I give a lot of, you know, I don't call it advice. Like I said, I don't want to give it advice. I want to give you resources. So one of the things that I've really noticed that is extremely hard for artists these days is social media. You don't want to be the guy that's annoying, but you also don't want to be the guy that got a camera every 5 minutes. Like, you know, and it's like a, sure, it's like another job. So, oh, by the way, somebody mentioned about that. look. Oh, my God. They said somebody's drinking Killer Cuban, man sipping fancy tonight.
I got the glass.
Yeah, the Spinneroonie shit. The fuck is wrong? But social media for you, like, because you did say that for a long time, especially when you took everything off, that you weren't on social media. So now this has to play a part somehow, or is it going to?
Yeah, no, it has to. I feel like social media is the one of the main freaking ways to get your music out there nowadays. Back in the day, you know, you just burnt a CD with your music on it. You started hanging out to everyone. You get me? But nowadays, everything's more electronic. Everything's more social media and Instagram, TikTok. And I don't even be fucking with TikTok as much with my music. I don't post anything about my music on TikTok. I basically just have TikTok to scroll and, you know, see what people post and that kind of thing. I mostly use Instagram and YouTube. And I'm pretty much working on those right now as much as I can before I venture out to others, because I don't want to, you know, venture out too much and then not have control over all those social media platforms. I want to focus on one thing or two things and then kind of venture out as I go. You get
I
me?
Fucking love that you said that. I fucking love that you said that. My mom said I was going to rant.
Give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes.
Go ahead, mom.
Oh my god. So here's the problem, right? And this is not specifically to Gabby MC. This is the problem. When you got somebody who is aspiring and they have taken the time to analyze what I did wrong, what I did right, what am I keeping, what am I moving forward to? And then you listen into the conversation. Let me tell you something. I got a secret to tell y'all. In the chat, and I'm sure Gabby's gonna tell y'all later on anyway. QSJ Radio is officially his first interview as Gabby MC, and it doesn't even sound like it. And I'm gonna tell you that, I'm gonna tell you why. The dude got a history, he knows how to talk. So this is about him now, this is about his story. So I'm gonna talk about me, right? So I'm gonna do this. It feels comfortable, that's fine. The problem that I have with artists is the many people that have been jumping and jumping and jumping into all these social media platforms, and they didn't make it here, so they go over here. They didn't make it here as this kind of name, and so they go over here with a new fucking name. And then all of a sudden, people like me end up catching your music. And next thing you know, I don't know where you're at, because you're still trying to bring the same people from this platform to follow you over here. Like, what in the fuck are you doing? Stop confusing, because that looks like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know what looks like a mess? When motherfuckers want to come on my show and tell me, yo, they want to come on your show, and that's it. Like, listen, we went through a process, right, Gabby? We went through a process. It was easy, right? Super simple. And all I needed was something. And you was like, oh, I got you. That's nothing. We went through a process. This is the standard that I want you to have. Anytime that you approach somebody who has a podcast, interview type style thing, something that could promote you or advertisement, some of this shit ain't going to be free. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you know this. All right?
Yeah.
Some of this shit is not going to be free. But that's the standard that I want people to understand. And I'm going to tell you something that I heard out of this kid's mouth right now. He said, I'm going to focus here before I start getting, because if I go all over the place, I won't have control of all those things. It wasn't until this afternoon that I realized that I was just like that. I have 18 Facebook pages. What? I was selling my face. I was selling my dog t-shirts. I was doing a bunch. I was like, boom. I even had Mad Love Games. We had a gaming platform.
Yeah,
don't even game like that. My gamer friends be like, listen, you don't qualify. Like they tell me all the time. And I'm sitting here and I'm realizing it wasn't until this afternoon that I have realized that I did not focus on one area. And, you know, you just got to stay consistent in that area. And I really do appreciate that you realize that now before you go and be like,
Oh, because see, and a lot of people are doing this these days, and I'm gonna tell you why this is true and this is accurate. Somebody could be Facebook famous all day, and they will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could be Instagram famous, and they could be successful. Somebody could be TikTok famous, and they could be successful. The problem is, when they reach a peak, then they want to bring it to the other places that denied them in the first place. And now I got to watch you here, here, and here, because you are on a small ass ego that is saying, I can't do any more on these platforms. I got to go somewhere else because that's a peak. And I've noticed one thing about all the artists that do that, all the content creators that do that, they fell off. 6 or 7 months later, they don't know what to do because it's just too much to do here. There's rules that happen here that don't happen there. And I really appreciate that you realize that shit right now because, mm-hmm. man, these motherfuckers out here trying to get TikTok famous, bitch ass famous. We on Twitch right now, and I've been on Twitch before. It was called Twitch, and these motherfuckers was like, oh, they're not paying me enough. Bitch, you're not popular enough. They're not paying you because you show your titties. You good. Yeah. Like, come on. But then they want to leave to another quote unquote, what is it? Another platform, and they don't do nothing there. Nothing. Listen, relax, people. Go where you accepted. And that's it, man. Keep that shit consistent. Bro, I do appreciate that you did that and said that now.
Taking back up the old TikTok like six months to a year ago. He's been famous since like 2016. Like, you know, a lot of people feel the pressure or the need to make a whole bunch of social media platforms and try to get their name out as much as possible. And it's like, you're not going to do that. The most that you can do or the best that you can do is grab a platform, grind that platform out as much as you can. And, you know, if it gets to the peak where, like you said, you need to open up into another or venture out into other platforms, you can. But it has to be at that peak so that way you don't fall off, like you said.
Big shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Killer Cuban 69. It's better to do one thing at 100% than five things at 20%.
Yeah.
That's love.
That's it. That's it right there. Shout out to Compotita.
Shout out to Julian FPS. Gabby MC's loves to yap. True story.
To what?
Loves to yap.
To yap? I mean, yeah, I like to talk a lot.
Hey, that's fine. It's all good, though. Shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. Homie Inside Artist. We're going to bring it back to this new single that you dropped. We started off the show with it. Cis Fenite. Oh, my God. Fuck me. What did I say?
It's French. It's French. It's Sefini.
Sefini. Sefini. Yo. Let me let the music speak for itself. Big shout out to everybody listening. Tune in to QSJRadio.com. Home to the Unsigned Artist. Dropped less than a week ago on YouTube. Sefini, which means what?
It means goodbye. It's done. It's finished.
And this is not specifically to somebody, right? Like this is not a true story type of thing?
Nah, well, the song itself, it's a storytelling kind of story. The story tells about it talks about a toxic couple or a toxic relationship. And it's like, oh, I'm leaving you. But if you leave me, you know, we're going to have issues. Only, you know, like, but it's like, it also talks about a little bit like, there's a lot of couples like that nowadays where they're toxic as shit.
That's
and like,
it's not even.
I'm leaving you. I'm tired of this. But, you know, if you try to convince me, I can stay for a little bit longer.
It's not nowadays. It's not nowadays. It's an age demographic. I've been in those.
Yeah.
I've been in those. Yo, shout out to Slump. He roasted me. And I appreciate the roast. He said, add some sa song to that. He said, add some sa song to that. Yo. Save that comment for me, E. Save that comment for me. Clip that shit. Big shout out to everybody listening. Cis Sesfanine. Oh my God, they're gonna roast
me. Sefini.
Gabby MC on QSJRadio.com. Let me go to Easy Rap.
No, EMC.
De los maltratos y la mentira, yo siempre procurándote y tú ni me miras. Estoy cansado de que siempre tú me tiras y no, conmigo no.
Eso na.
Esto me parte, pero tengo que decirte: se murió hasta aquí, se acabó, se finí. Tú te vas, yo me fui, ya no queda nada.
Estar a tu lado pero no con la actitud que tú siempre pones, tú me impones esta inquietud. Yo me piro, me decido, va a coger por mi camino. Determino que voy a olvidar todo lo que hice. Si tú te vas, ve preparando la maleta, ve quitándote las nalgas, ve quitándote las tetas, ve bajándote del tour y montarte en la bicicleta. Que ya yo no estoy pa' brete tuyo ni pa' papineta.
Se murió hasta aquí, se acabó, se finí. Tú te vas, yo me fui, ya no queda nada de ti. Se murió.
I already feel like this is, you know, when you come up with a hit like Take It Easy and then all of a sudden you get something like this, like I already see the development just is just continuing. It's just continuing. It's just continuing. You know, and it's like it's right there. It's so right there. So close. And I really hope that, you know, not only that this is not the last time we hear from you, but this is like something that is going to progress. It's something that I saw that was incredible. You know that you reached 500 subscribers, right?
Yeah. I actually touched 500 subscribers today. So shout out to that, man.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, bro. I'm stupid poor, bro. That's insane. And to think that in January, my thought again, I had 300 subscribers. So.
Yeah. It was when you sent me the bio and everything like that, like, you know, things that you feel like, you know, were kind of like milestones for you. It was 250. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but my YouTube page, I got 97. I've been on YouTube since 2006. Can I get a follow? What the fuck? like,
hey, man, but, you know, you got a lot on Twitch, though, so respect to that.
Like, no, fuck that. Listen, 2000, remember, we're all over the place, remember? Because you got to stay consistent. This is exactly the example. You can't just do something on a certain platform and expect it to just pop off. You got to interact in there. That's a whole different area. Like, be in people's lives, be in people's comments, be in people's things like that. Go to my YouTube and fucking subscribe.
Yeah, man. I like to say, bro, I'm blessed. I'm honestly blessed. I didn't see this, not even when I was making music in 2016, bro. Like, I started seeing these numbers after, you know, after January, after I started grinding with music again. And that's what I'm saying. This time I can't stop. I couldn't give up on myself. I owe it to myself. Yeah,
man, you are working. You are working my heart. If you guys didn't understand what is going on, Gabby MC restarted or just, you know, basically went all in. New year, new me this year, 2024, released about 4 tracks right now on YouTube. Still about the 3 of those songs are about a few years ago. They still are like, you know, things that you need to like remind yourself, you know, like of the gap. We talked a lot about the history, you know, what started it, what really brought him back. And it was a big support system that made him super, super comfortable with coming back into the scene and coming back in a very different kind of genre. Like, there is a 6ix9ine over there now. There is a Tekashi 6ix9ine that has hits over there. And we all know how the the hip hop people feel about him. Most likely, look, shout out to my African American friends, but my African American friends are not feeling him. But, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, and $10 million sounds better than 10 hot dogs. So
listen, dog, he's been showing a lot of love to the Hispanic community. So shout out to him for that, man. He's at least doing good things for the community. So
well, you know, that's the kind of thing that you stepping yourself into, too. Like, you got to realize that part. And I'm sure that you understand that. To be in a position or in the starting of some of your idols are rivals now. Now, you ever thought about that?
Yeah. I even like, man. It's kind of hard to see it that way, but yeah.
It's going to be a little tough. Big shout out to everybody listening. Gabby MC, what are we waiting for? You could drop singles all day. Is there an album? Is there an EP? You know, what's going on right now that we should be looking forward to in this extremely fast paced 2024 for you?
I was going crazy, but I already got my first concert lined up this Saturday. Yeah. Literally. I'm performing at a festival here in Florida, Dayland Palooza. We're gonna be there singing the whole track list of everything that I have. Big shout out to them for allowing me the opportunity, and really appreciate it. As far as the EP or album, I haven't stopped and thought about that right now. I have thought about it in the past, but now in this run that I'm doing right now, there's definitely plans of an EP or an album, but I kind of just want to focus on singles for now and doing that. But definitely an EP or an album is definitely on the table, just maybe not right this second, you know.
Oh my God. Yo, big shout out to the concert coming in the hometown and everything. And
yeah, bro, there's a lot of good things coming, man. Working with a whole bunch of producers and working with a lot of good people. So definitely looking forward to that.
Bro, like, I knew something was going to be special about today, special about this conversation. And, you know, if you get one lined up, you're going to have a busy summer, bro. You're going to have the whole crowd going to be like, Samuel, Lenani. I almost said it.
That's all it takes. That's what I was talking about with Compodiga. That's all it takes. Just one good hit that's catchy, that everyone blasts during summer. That's it,
bro. That is crazy.
We're definitely gonna work on that.
So, Gabby, this is a question I usually ask people, and I usually ask them when they're seasoned, and I don't know if this is kind of seasoned, but I got a feeling that you can answer this anyway. What do you tell an artist that is just starting? Like, what do you tell them to continue and to stay focused? Because it's almost as if you struggled with that. You probably found an answer for yourself. But if you had the opportunity to tell a new artist, hey, I know you probably don't know me, probably, you know, whatever, and I'm not over there on the billboards yet, but listen, just take it from me. And what would you say?
One thing for sure I could say for a fact, don't give up. Consistency. Don't let nobody bring you down. Don't let nobody say you silly. Don't let nobody say you trash, work better, work faster, work do this, do that. Nah, just keep doing in your lane. Everyone has their own race that they race in their pace. That's a bar right there.
Yeah. Can I get a clip?
But yeah, man, everybody has a race and their speed that they go, man. Just don't give up. That's what I would say. I've given up so many times in my career myself that I've slowed down my career to nothing. I basically started from zero 4 months ago. So thanks to that, I'm going, slowly rising up again. But just don't give up. Don't let nobody bring you down. And that's it, man. That's the biggest thing I could say. Consistency, discipline. Also discipline, that's another big thing as well. Discipline as well. I will stay humble. Humbleness is also key as well. You know, always remain a student. Always absorb what everyone's telling you. And yeah, man, after that, that's the formula. I mean, there's really no formula, but that's what you could do to at least get somewhere.
Big shout out to everybody listening. Gabby MC. You can follow them all over the place at Gabby MC 00. You can find them Gabby MC on that YouTube. Please go ahead, hit him up. Say you like the song. Say I like how you roasted your peoples roasted me on the comments. It's all good. I want to give a shout out to Mrs. Gabby MC because without them, you wouldn't see that glow in the dark ass fucking microphone that I wish I had. Right there.
The RGB, you know what I'm saying? This is the money maker right here.
Shout out to Slum Biggie 561. I don't know these people by name, but you do, and that's good. And you know, keeping those people since middle school friends. I don't even have middle school friends. Like, I probably got that one shorty that have a crush on me that she's probably like, we were supposed to have kids. Like, I don't know, but keep your friends close, you know, too damn close. You'll step away real quick, but, and Competiga, right? Competiga? I want to say.
Competiga.
Let me.
Competiga.
Competiga.
Competiga. Mira, remember his name, because he's also coming on your show when he blows up as well. Mira, he's going to start as a producer.
Y'all gonna hit me up and be like, yo, we got that SAP button. We got that SAP Espanol. He said they got it. Oh, they're giving me props, yo. Big shout out to everybody listening. Thank you so much, Gabby MC, for coming on here.
Thank you for having me, dog. Yeah, appreciate
man.
You.
And, you know, we'll talk behind the scenes for real, you know, hit me up and then, you know, remind me like, yo, you talk to me about something. Like, what is it? You know, because, you know, these emails be getting crazy. And look.
I get you.
Bro, keep doing this, man. Keep doing this. This is crazy. You are doing amazing. And, you know, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, bro, for sure.
Bro. And shout out to that red wand, though. What? That shit got him litty.
Oh, this is the antidote.
We're gonna talk soon, bro. We'll definitely link up and I do want to hear from you again. See what's up after the summer, because I know it's gonna get busy for you.
Yeah, okay, you will. I promise you that, bro. I like to stay tight with my people that support me from when I'm in the bottom. So I've definitely. Gonna hit you up when after the summer when we make that hit that's gonna come out.
Bro, this is gonna be crazy. Yo, Gabby MC, everybody, please go follow, go stream, go show some love, and we'll show some love too. Shout out to you, man, and have a great night.
You too, brother. Appreciate you.